offer and acceptance, mutual consent. A valid contract must be based upon the consent of the parties. The contract must therefore reflect the intent and wishes of the parties. Mutual consent is often referred to as a meeting of the minds. For a contract to exist, there must have been a meeting of the minds, offer and acceptance, between the parties. The determination of mutual consent is usually a question of fact and is completed by the process of offer and acceptance. Circumstances sometimes arise that result in a failure to have a meeting of the minds or mutual consent. Consider the buyer who is about to be defrauded by a seller who is attempting to sell a property that he does not own. The buyer's intent is to purchase real estate, and the seller's intent is fraud. In such a case, there never was a meeting of the minds, and the contract is void. Another example of a failure to have mutual consent could come through a mutual mistake. If the seller and buyer negotiate a sale, and it is discovered that they were talking about different tracts of land, there is not a meeting of the minds due to the mutual mistake. Note that the mistake must be mutual between the buyer and seller. For example, a buyer cannot terminate a contract on the grounds that they really made a mistake in signing it in the first place. As mentioned earlier, mutual consent is completed by the process of offer and acceptance.